At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Welcome to the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey. Gentlemen, how you doing on this rather warm Monday night?
Rather warm. Woo! Man, it's been a scorcher today, hasn't it? And yesterday, too.
Yeah, it has. Glad I built a pool in that backyard. I've been in it. Just seems like 24-7 lately. It is hot.
Yeah, Yancey, don't lie. You've been out on the golf course as much as you've been in the pool.
No, I went out on the golf course Saturday, though. It was a good time.
I got you.
Good day out there. Yeah. Good golf weather. I don't care how hot it is.
Good Rebel week. You know, some decent recruiting news.
Yeah, and, huge.
And now we're going into a dead period. Give everybody a little break. I know Zach Berry needs a break. our recruiting guy on Ole Miss Spirit on On3 Network.
They all need it. The college coaches, everybody needs it. Yeah. Even the recruits.
Yeah, you're right. So you still call them, though.
You know. Oh, yeah.
But they just dead, no
all,
visits.
All dead period means you can't see them face to face.
Yeah.
That's it.
Here or there.
Yeah.
We'll talk with Jake Thompson next. We'll get some Ole Miss news out of him. And then we have Ben Troop coming up at around 6:30. Yancey, what are we talking to him about?
We'll be talking to him about the Rebels and the SEC and how he thinks the layout for this 24 season is going to go.
And then with the Ole Miss and SEC news, we'll talk Sam Kendricks. We're also going to talk to the NCAA Division I Council voting on, you guys were just talking about the amount of visits and what they can do and can't do. It's coming to vote again about more people being able to go out and recruit for FBS schools. So we'll talk about that. Chuck, you shaking your head?
I just won't ever leave things alone.
Yeah.
My God, it's just ridiculous. I mean, every time you turn around, you feel like you're settled into something. And now they change it again, and if it's not broke, don't fix it.
But everything's fluid right now, Chuck, with all the layout of the NIL, the portal, everything. So you got to kind of keep tweaking as long as things keep changing.
Well, but if they're talking about more people going on the road, that means more people you have to hire. And, you know, these athletic departments are already already top-heavy with too many personnel.
Way too many.
And as we'll get into, they don't have to be position coaches. They could just be people that go out
That's
and recruit.
That's what I'm saying.
They could just be recruiters.
Yeah.
Salesmen, if you will,
yeah,
to go out and do that. So we'll have all of that
insane.
Coming up.
It's just insane.
Your text messages as well. That is 662-426-1093, 662-426-1093. 1093. We opened the show with First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. Ready to go for you, First South Farm Credit. Now, five things with Yancey, brought to you by the Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham has nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day, when I take a look at the 2025 Ole Miss baseball roster, I see seven draft-eligible players in the top 200 college player rankings. This year's team had zero. Thought number two, some good and bad news is developing for the entering freshman class for the baseball program. The good news is that more and more players are moving up the rankings, as now seven signees are in the top 400 overall prospects for the 2024 draft. The bad news is now there are more players to worry about with this upcoming draft. Thought number three, the commitment from 2025 top 25 prospect Tyler Jordan is one that opened a lot of eyes around the country. The 6'9", 215 power forward out of Georgia joins top 100 prospect Patton Pinkins on the commitment list for the Rebels. Thought number four, Jackson Dart is currently the number seven odds-on favorite preseason to win the Heisman at 15-1 odds. Thought number five, and the final thought, finally, Ole Miss is currently the number six odds-on favorite to win the 2025 college football championship at, get this, Chucky, 15-1 odds. So you got 15-1 odds to win for Dart, 15-1 odds for the team to win. What if you just put a little money on both of them and one of the two hit and you make a good chunk?
Always looking at that angle, aren't you?
That's right. That's right.
Yancey's financial plan.
Yeah.
Don't think for a second I'm not going to put a little money on both of them.
Hey, his financial plan is a little better than mine, though, because I buy lottery tickets.
A little better odds.
Do you wait until a certain amount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$200 million or more.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's not worth your time.
Yeah, I don't mess with it.
But think about that. Ole Miss has the number seven odds-on favorite to win the Heisman and number six to win the football championship. Did we ever think we were going to see those days?
Hey, this roster stacked, ready to attack.
It is.
I'm telling you, I can't wait, man. This is going to be a good year.
It is.
Anybody really scared of high expectations needs to stay at home.
That's right. I don't care about the rat poison. Bring it on.
Me either.
Jake Thompson joins us next. It's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Get those text messages in at 662-426-1093, 426-1093, to jump into the conversation with us. We'll do that in the next segment. We'll take a look at some injuries as well. Ben Troop comes up at around 6:30. I want to remind you guys that there will not be a Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline next week. We'll take that Monday off and then come back and finish the next 4 weeks of July. So we'll get this program in. We will not be with you next week. Jake Thompson's with us this week, so let's go ahead, guys, and get to him. Hi, Jake.
How y'all doing, guys? Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm probably not as good as some Ole Miss fans right now with the rash of decommits we just had, but I think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than two?
Nah, two of them.
That's what I thought.
Two of
them. I tell you what, though, and I said this in my good, bad, and ugly, I don't pay much attention to summer commitments or decommitments. It's just a long time to November. I mean, but I don't.
We've watched this staff, especially Kiffin, work, you know, 4 years now, and for two to three, however many it was, to do it right on the first day of the dead period before they got to sit around for a whole month. It may mean more on the Ole Miss side than it means more on their side. So we'll see. We got a long way till December 4th when we get the kids putting pen to paper.
Exactly. Yeah, my opinion on it is that I always look at the players you're bringing in for official visits. That's where your commitments and signings are going to come from. And they're flooded with four-star guys right now, top 250 prospects in the country. So they're going to get their share. You know, a kid from Utah decommitting in the summer, you know, so be it. It is what it is. A lot of good wide receivers, too,
yeah,
out there to recruit. Jake, you know, we're kind of sitting here. The Tennessee A&M game is underway right now. And you know, I was kind of going over, I was looking at the top players in the country, in the college next year. One of the things that jumped out at me, there's seven Ole Miss players that are draft eligible next year that are in the top 200 players. Last year, going into this season, Ole Miss had zero, draft eligible players going into the 24 season. How do you think that sets up? Is that a big variable in your eyes?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it shows that, you know, I'm sure some of those were transfer guys that came in that you know, kind of are boosted up a little bit and performed well to the eyes of these scouts. I mean, MLB draft is, if there was a draft that I can never attempt to figure out, it'd be that one, because there's so many rounds, so many teams for these players to go play at, and the minor systems of all these teams, that scouts are going to take flyers or feel good about a certain guy, as opposed to how the NBA and the NFL draft are with limited places for these guys to go at the next level or spots for teams. But, you know, I think really the focal point is, can what they got staying get better, and can they bring in stuff to get better? You know, I think right now the MLB draft stuff is, you know, they're focused on what may happen in a month for current guys. But, you know, looking into next year, I think that's maybe kind of a little farther down the line of concern.
Then, Jake, when you look at it, there's seven signees that are in the top 400 overall prospects to get drafted in this 24 class. There was only two to three the last time I looked. A lot of moved up the board. Are you hearing anything outside of Slade Caldwell there, the wide receiver out of Arkansas that's slated to be projected a first-round pick? I mean, he's gone. Anybody outside of that pick or that player alone that you hear any concerns about?
No, I mean, just the ones that, like I said, we've all been talking about when we bring up baseball. You know, and of course, there's always going to be that surprise, and we'll see what happens. But that's just how it always has been with Ole Miss baseball, that you know, that you want them to recruit the best. But now with the way the world is, in the MLB draft, those kids are also going to get looked at, potentially going at the next level. And that, you know, that's never going to change. It's going to stop allowing high school kids to get taken in the, you know, to the MLB draft. So, the slate's probably gone. You know, there's maybe one or two that they got to keep their eye on. But, you know, I think right now, you know, it's kind of a wait and see, is what, you know, as coaches have told us and told Chuck when we've talked to them, or what they've said out and about at other places is, you know, they're keeping these close to the vest. You know, we got that commit, the catcher from BYU, the transfer coming in yesterday, Colin Reuter, I'm probably butchering his last name, so I apologize. But so you got one in the boat. I know that people would like to see some more in the boat because we got nine that are departing. A lot of them are pitchers, and only a couple contributed. So, you know, you can read into that what you will. But, you know, I think the draft is going to play a key part. I think a lot of people are really curious to see where Hunter goes and if he does have a decision to make or if that decision's already been made. I know there's people on both sides of the fence of that, but I think when it comes to it's Slade and any high school surprises and where Hunter ends up getting picked in that 20-round draft next month.
Talk to us a little bit about what you know about Reuter. But before you do that, I want to ask you, you talked to Doug Nicasi about our new pitching coach. What were your – I read your story, great story, thanks for getting that information together. But what's your opinion on this pitching coach?
Well, if you just sit and listen to Nicasi's interview with me, Doug, I don't think he could have gushed about Joel Mangrum any more than he did in those 7-8 minutes he talked to me. He was excited about this. I think he used the phrase jealous for the Ole Miss guys. They get to learn from him now after he's spent, you know, 3 or so years with them and in the development level, moving up the Guardians organization. Said that he you know, as we've learned with Kiffin, analytics and numbers are kind of a big thing. And Doug said that's what Mangrum is like. He's an analytics guy, but he can kind of see what's coming down the pike and how the sport's advancing, especially in the pitching, you know, department, and thinks that's going to be a huge boost. And he said that Joel's a guy that belongs in the dugout. He can help, you know, as the pitching coordinator, or the minor league pitching coach for the Guardians, you know, and how he's probably set up. But he said he belongs and wants to be in a dugout in that setting with kids day-to-day, hands-on. And so I think that's only a positive for the pitchers that they'll get and have this first year. So, I mean, you know, go off of that and stuff I didn't even wasn't able to fit in the story. I mean, Doug just was complimentary nonstop about what he's done for him and what he's watched him do with other guys throughout the Guardians organization.
Talk about Reuter now, the catcher from BYU that Ole Miss got a commitment from. And I know they have another commitment that they're keeping close to the vest, but this is they had to have a catcher. I mean, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, no, you lose Birch and Trenton Lyons quickly in the portal. And, you know, I know Birch is now back at Louisiana Tech, or that's where he's announced the other day. But you needed a senior, you know, a veteran catcher in that department. You didn't really have a veteran presence. And as we saw, we needed, you know, there was still some development that needed some growing pains that needed to get worked out with now just Smithwick, who's still here, which it seems he's improving a little bit from what we're hearing and seeing in the summer league where he's at. But, you know, with Colin, he's got some good numbers where he's, you know, at BYU and offenses there, but you need that guy that can throw out a guy that can be an intimidating presence behind home plate and also can block and keep balls from getting away, which was just the killer constantly for whoever was behind the plate. You know, it seemed like even Trenton had some miscues, and maybe that was on whoever was throwing it to him. It's not always on the catcher. But that defensively, that was just a huge cloud and question mark, and it feels like they've at least attempted to bring somebody in that can help also just guide Smithwick. You know, I would assume Smithwick will still get some time, especially midweek games or those rare doubleheaders that pop up, as they always do. But I think Collins is a good start in, you know, bringing him in. But now you need to shore up some other areas. But that was a good start in getting an older presence behind the plate.
He's a big kid. He's originally from Olive Branch, went to Magnolia Heights before going to BYU.
Mm-hmm.
Played a little first base with BYU too, so he's done a little bit of other stuff besides catch. So
what's his size?
6'3", 6'2", 6'3", yeah. About 220.
Yeah, thank goodness. He's a big boy.
I'll tell you what, you look at the World Series, I was charting the other day, Tennessee doesn't have a single player under 200 pounds in their starting lineup. I mean, those are men.
Yeah.
They're not boys.
Oh, I get it. Like, you
need some linebackers and offensive linemen.
You do.
That's what it sounds
you
like.
You do.
That can swing a stick.
You know, when you look at next year's team, seeing what they have, what they're returning, and a lot of this is going to be on the draft, understandably. But what do you see the biggest needs going forward, Jake, in the portal?
We got about a minute and a half.
You know, obviously, you still need to shore up. Maybe, you know, hopefully the guys, Luke Hill and Fisher, if he gets, you know, a shot again in the field. I know he kind of got moved to designated hitter, but you got to shore up, you know, the errors and clean that up. And you need some more power. You saw that from guys at the end of the offense. But I think you need that. But the biggest thing is pitching. What can Mangrum do with the guys you got? And what can he, maybe they lure in now that they've got a pitching coach in? Because I think that some of these departures we've seen maybe in lieu of the fact that Mangrum sat down and kind of seen what he's got to work with and wants to add and subtract at the same time.
Thanks, all right, Jake. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Jake.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Text messages and more coming up next.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, faresegroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Text message time at 662-426-1093. Christian Moore, leadoff batter for Tennessee, bottom of the first, solo home run. Burke with a single. It's Vols with the 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Winner wins the national title, guys.
Yeah, whoever wins game two in those series like that, we've seen Ole Miss play out that many times, win game one in a, you know, super and then lose game two. It's just hard to get that momentum back, and Tennessee's jumped on them at the beginning.
All right, so into the text message world, and one wanted to expand on what we were talking about with the coaches. And here's the deal. The NCAA Division I Council gathers this week. They'll vote on a proposal. They've done it before. They're voting on it again to abolish the limit on coaches who can provide practice and in-game instruction to players as college football's highest level. And if passed, any institutional staff member can then be involved in technical and tactical instruction and that would then give you 11 off-campus recruiters and more for the service academies. They're going to let service academies have more, but it wouldn't necessarily have to be a position coach or a coordinator that goes out and recruits.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's silly. I mean, it's going to mean more personnel, and already we're looking at revenue sharing where athletic departments are going to have to tighten their belts, and that means less personnel. But now they're introducing legislation for more personnel. They're all over the place, man. I just don't get it.
They are, but Chuck, you look at it this too. The you know football's floating the money train for everybody,
well,
right?
Yeah,
for all the other sports.
What difference does that make?
Well, I mean, get it right. You know, make the product as good as it can possibly be.
How can it get any better?
Well, I mean, if you're adding more days to evaluate, you're going to get a little bit better evaluation. I would think on the surface, that's what the NCAA is thinking.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, you look at it, you look at these numbers. I mean, it used to be like basketball was a big moneymaker for a lot of schools. Outside of the tournament, it's losing money. I mean, when you include men's and women's basketball, it's losing money for just about everybody. So,
if it's not fixed, not broken, don't try to fix it.
Yeah.
College football is the greatest show on earth, in my opinion.
By far.
And you know, they're going to keep messing with it till they screw it up.
One text messenger that has put a couple of things on here, and I'll preface by saying he says, love dart, but wants to talk about arm speed and toss and thinks it's too slow for the NFL. Agree? Disagree?
God, I have no idea. I'm the world's worst at being able to translate from college to pros. I just am. People I think can make it don't, and people I don't think can make it do. I mean, I don't know about Dart's arm speed. I mean, he looks fine to me.
Yeah, man, it's certainly not Matt Corral type quickness getting out of his hands. But I mean, you know, look, a lot of it when you come to quarterback. I mean, we've seen this with Corral and Kelly, who's talented as anyone, and you look at it. With Dak, right? I mean, who would have guessed that Dak would have made all this money and Chad Kelly would be in the CFL right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what do you have between the ears, right? And how sound you are in your personal life. So, you know,
that's
a lot
the
of,
thing, the personal and off the field life. And look, you mentioned that he's had off field problems too.
Yeah.
But you've got to keep yourself straight.
Yeah. I mean, a quarterback, that's the leader of the team. You might get a little loose, a little. Not keep the needle on the record, so to speak, as a lineman or a receiver or somewhere like that. But quarterback, I mean, that means a whole lot. And we all know Dart is as good a kid as anybody that's come through the program.
Yeah, if they want a competitor.
Yeah.
He loves to compete. I mean.
Well, that would be my biggest worry, right, is that competitor in him going to the NFL and trying to run the ball like that, putting his head down and shoulder down.
That's not going to last. Over.
No, he'll be out for the season.
No, that won't work.
No, it won't.
Because that NFL linebacker coming across at him on the blind side.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what
he's trying to run.
You know, the announcers are always, you know, giggling about mom wants him to slide and things like that. But she knows. you got to stay healthy.
Before we get into any of the injuries, anything else in particular that one of you might want to mention that we don't have time otherwise to get to?
No, nothing.
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier, I guess last week, that I hear that Hunter Elliott's really throwing the ball really well right now. As we know, Simmons, he's back putting up video of him working out, you know, doing drills, Chuck. His shoulder seems to be doing fine. You had a little worries with Prince. You heard that things that maybe with him, you know, could be going
a little behind,
on the rehab.
That's what I've heard.
Micah Pettis is one that I would like to know.
He's fine.
He's fine. He's healthy.
Fine. And Juice is running patterns now. I heard
Juice. That's what another one that's of interest.
So I think you Bentley's running
Bentley's full
speed.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From his toe surgery. So I think everybody is pretty good shape on football side, except we're not quite sure about Princely.
Yeah.
Good combination there. Text message is brought to you by Cannon Clear and McGraw, CCMOxford.com. Rebel Injury Report, Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We kind of stuck some of that in there, too, with OxfordOrtho.com. Good point on the text message line. Colin Reuter, the catcher, his mom has put out on social media that the Major League Baseball draft is coming up, too. So they have their eyes on that. So you might want to pay attention to where his name falls in the draft, if it falls in the draft.
Here's what's so baffling to me about the baseball draft, or at least it's what evolved into, is that these teams really don't pay attention to the slots. You know, these kids come out and say, well, I want $1 million. Well, man, they're paying $1 million to some guys in the fifth round, it seems like.
If the right team, Red Sox, Yankees, they've got money to go down deeper and get a guy.
Heck, I mean, we saw the Brewers last
That's
year.
Right.
Even someone like that. I mean,
That's
they
right.
see a steal, right? I mean, they're going to put the money up. So, but I have not seen that's how I got to the signees, looking up the top players for this draft and then next year's college. I haven't seen Colin in the top 400 prospects for this year's draft, so I don't really think that's going to be a big worry.
All right, Ben Troop will join us next on the other side as the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
I like coconuts, you can't break them open, and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards, the only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Gary, Chuck, and Yancey with you on a Monday night. Remember, no show tomorrow. We'll be back for the last 4 weeks in July.
Monday. You said tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I'm trying to take off my Tuesday show. I'm just trying to get off any day and get off, right?
This heat.
Oh, all right. Before we get to the next guest, Chuck, what'd you have?
Well, I mean, we're sitting here watching Texas A&M and Tennessee, and, you know, take this for what it's worth. Ole Miss was 3-3 against these two teams. So, you know, yeah. How far off were we? I don't, you know, that raises the question. I think quite a bit far off, but the results don't show that.
That's true. Ben Troop is with us. He's been on before. He's host of 84 Reasons and been many, many more things, in fact. And if I were to continue to list those, we might be here for the rest of the show. But you do have a lot of things going on, don't you?
I do, but thank God for it all. But I appreciate you guys having me today. I mean, and unfortunately for all of us, we have to sit through Texas A&M and Tennessee until the
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what about those Gators? They got in at 28-27 and then made it all the way to the World Series. I mean, that's a heck of a run.
Coach O'Sullivan, I mean, I don't think he gets enough credit for everything this team has been through this year. But he's seen it all, done it all at Florida. And I think the thing about it is, you guys know, I mean, it's like, look, the tournament is like this. The people that get in last usually have the most fun because no one expects them to do anything. And when you think about this Florida team this year, it was an up-and-down season. And for them to make it in and to do what they did, I was very, very proud of them. I mean, Yancey, I told you earlier, I would love to see Jack Hagley on, just shock the world and say, I'm coming back to Florida. But I think the MLB is calling, and we will miss that young man.
He's a player, man. Woo.
Man, is he not. Woo. Look, back to your cup of tea, your specialty, former NFL player, played all SEC for the Gators there. When you watch that the Peach Bowl at Ole Miss, we talked a little bit offline earlier today, especially looking at those tight ends, what do you see from those guys?
I see guys that they get them in space. And I think the thing about what Lane Kiffin does really, really well, he makes you cover all 50 yards out, 50 yards wide, 100 yards long. And when I see, Caden, Pearson and his and company, what I like mm-hmm. about him is you don't have to be super-duper fast. You don't have to be super-duper athletic. But when you get a tight end in space like that, they're going to make a lot of plays because I'm going to keep saying this. I don't care how great these linebackers are. Linebackers aren't paid to run and chase tight ends. They paid to hit people. And when you look at this offense, if you're a tight end in 2024, you want to be in this Ole Miss offense. I mean, you don't need a freak like Evan Engram, who you just put him out there. I mean, you could just ask Nick Saban about a guy like that. But I think Caden and what he brings to the table is, obviously not being injured, I think he's a guy that can definitely get down the seam. He definitely can run any route. And if the first game you saw with Ole Miss was in the Peach Bowl, you're going to be thinking, dude, who are these dudes? They were all over the field. It looked like they was having fun. And like I said, the only thing saved Coach Franklin and Penn State was the clock, because if they would have had to keep playing even 2 or 3 minutes longer, man, they would continue to light that scoreboard up.
So let me ask you this. Being a SEC guy, what do you know about Daquan Wright that transferred tight end from South Carolina to Ole Miss?
Well, number one, I think the young man definitely has talent from this standpoint. I mean, when you're trying to get into the transfer portal and understand what this offense is going to ask you to do, it's going to be a lot of balls to go around. I think when we was at USC, I think sometimes, we get so caught up in, what they're trying to do. And, when you look at a guy like that, he wasn't able to really go out there and do what I think he's capable of doing. What Lane Kiffin, I think, told him was this. He said, look, I don't make no promises to you, but if you get into this offense and you find a way to get it done Monday through Friday, Dart will find you. I mean, he got the best last name, I think, in college football when you talk about a quarterback. Jackson Dart can do it. I mean, he can sit in the pocket and he will pick you apart. So whenever, him coming over from USC just shows that, one, he's not afraid, to jump out there in the offense that's already loaded. When you come to an offense that don't need you, but you think you can fit in, I'll take a guy like that, because you don't have to lie to him on the recruiting trail. You can tell him, look, we can use you. We don't need you. You become a priority once you prove it to us, week in and week out.
What do you know about Juice Wells? We hadn't played South Carolina, so we know he was all SEC 2 years ago, but he didn't play much last year due to injury.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens. To think about the injury bug with any player, sometimes it's how do you respond after the injury bug. And you learn a lot about your role on the team when you're not out there. You get to hear, you're talking to the coaches more, you're talking to the trainers more, you're talking to the, the decision makers more. And, hey, I mean, I respect it. I mean, he decided that based on what he saw coming, because it's all about the crop coming in and the current crop. If you're not a part of either of those plans because you injured, it's a what have you done for me lately type league. When you talk about the SEC, he wasn't out there, and he can see what's coming. He can see the recruiting trail. He can see, if he's fitting in. He's in these meetings. So he jumped in the portal. Obviously, you guys snatched him out. I just hope that when you do come to Florida, he's more normal than not abnormal, because Lane Kiffin has a way of making these guys go out there and look like world beaters in an offense like that.
And speaking of players that you might be familiar about, Ole Miss got a player there from Florida there in Princely. What kind of players Ole Miss getting in them?
Scary. I mean, I would lie. I would be lying if I told you guys when he jumped into the portal, you know, I wasn't going to miss that guy. I mean, you know, an all SEC type talent. I think he's the guy, you know, I mean, obviously I saw the things he said about the defense, which, I mean, a lot of people got mad at what he said. But if he was out there, he ain't got no reason to lie. If you expect a person that just left a program that's underachieving to say glowing things about him, no. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Princely, to me, can be as good as he want to be. And I mean, he has, you know, lead the SEC in sacks type ability. He can bend the corner. He's a guy that can play, you know, with his hand in the dirt. He's a guy that can play, you know, from a two-point stance. I think Princely is a guy, you turn him loose. You put him on the weak side, and I think you turn him loose. And like I said, he's a guy that I'm definitely going to miss, being the leading sack guy, leading Florida last year, coming over to you guys. He wanted to go to with this 11-2. It speaks volumes. I don't care where you are. I think you want to be a part of hopefully a 12-win team this year.
You know, when you look at the SEC overall, you know, everybody, you got to start with Georgia, right? I mean, they're the beast of the East and the beast of the country for that fact, the last three to 4 years. I mean, you know, the way they built that program is kind of Nick Saban-ish. And then after Georgia, who do you see as that number two slot? A lot of Ole Miss people think it's them. Texas fans think it's them, even some Alabama fans. They're nationally going to always think it's them. But who do you see in that second slot right now?
I see Ole Miss for this reason. Ole Miss was finding a way to win 10 wins when Nick Saban was there. 11 wins when Nick Saban, you know, was over there, you know, with Alabama, even though he's gone now. Texas is gonna have a good team. They got Ewers. They got the recruiting. They ain't got into the SEC yet. When you run in the SEC West gauntlet every single year and you finding a way to get, I mean, think about this. I mean, you know, you win 11 games and you don't get to go to Atlanta. You know, that just shows you how tough the SEC West is. So for me, it is Ole Miss, because you got the four things you need. You got the culture, you got the coach, you got the quarterback, you got the team. And I think it's in that order. I think Ole Miss, you know, checks off all those boxes. And like I said, while I respect Texas and what they've done, while I'm always going to respect Alabama and what they've done, right, it's a team in Athens that everybody got to beat. And like I said, you know, coming over to the SEC is going to be a daunting task for whomever it is, whether it's Texas or Oklahoma. I will go with Ole Miss as a team to watch, and that's going to be their biggest thing, is now the whole world is going to be watching what's going on in Oxford. Can they deal with that?
What do you think is going to be the transition between Saban and DeBoer, bringing in a totally different kind of coach, a new coach? What's the adjustment going to be like for? Have you ever gone through a coaching change, and what was your adjustment like?
Well, I went from Coach Spurrier to Coach Zook, so I definitely understand when you're talking about going. And once again, you going from the greatest coach in you know, in this school's history, to a guy that has a really, really good resume. But most of those, I mean, to be quite honest with you, most of those young men, if you ask them where Washington is, they're gonna say D.C. They have no clue where he came from as far as, like, geographic location, and that's not their fault. But I think it really, really comes to the buy-in. When it comes to, like, coach like Coach DeBoer, he's a program builder. He don't got to build Alabama. He just got, don't crash his car. It's already built, but can he adjust, you know, to, you know, coaching in the South, you know, the culture of the South, the fans of the South. It's just so many things outside of football that he got to adjust to. I think if he could find a way to do that, and because every coach is going to do it their way. You know, we get it. But Alabama is not something that's, you know, I mean, Nick Saban, even he still won the SEC on his way out. He showed you, like, I still got it, but this thing is going a different direction. I think if they buy into his system, they got a shot. Because, you know, just like I know, if they are down, it ain't going to be but a year or so. So if you're going to get your wins out of Alabama, you better do it in 2024, 2025, because they're not going to be down long.
So talk to us a little bit about LSU post Jaden Daniels.
I think it's gonna be rough for them for this reason. I mean, the thing about LSU as of late, they've had their best success, and both of their quarterbacks was Heisman Trophy winners. Now, one of them went undefeated, and the other one had a good year, you know, individually and on offense. I just think the thing about LSU is that head scratcher in the SEC, because they get to recruit the great state of Louisiana, and they do well in the portal, but they underachieve in a way that it just makes you say to yourself, who are you? I mean, you know, you get your new coach coming in from Notre Dame within the first year. You go into the SEC championship game, and obviously we know how that went. You come back the next year, you kind of have a down year, but then you get a guy like Jaden Daniels. I think the thing about LSU is more a question mark than anything. They're gonna have players. They're gonna have a team. Is that gonna lead to the success they want? with 12 teams coming into the playoff, we will see. But, I mean, they're going to be interesting to say the least, but I don't see no Heisman Trophy winner anytime soon. And I think it's dangerous when you got to have guys with that type of talent at the quarterback position to even have a shot to compete.
We talked a little bit earlier about this. Florida, you have a lot of knowledge about them, and there's been mumblings, you know, Lane Kiffin, will Florida come after Lane this season? And, you know, Ole Miss, doesn't come there, I think, until like November the 23rd. It's very late in the season. Florida's got a brutal schedule, as we all know. You know, there's a scenario where a lot of Ole Miss fans are envisioning, you know, where they're winning game by game and the Gators are losing game by game, and that's going to be a huge clash between Ole Miss and Florida, particularly for that staff, because I'm sure they're going to get sick of hearing and reading about their interest in the coaches that are coming there to play them at their house. What do you see for the Gators this year?
I think it's going to be rough. The front end of the schedule is rough. Game one is rough, and the back end of the schedule is even rougher. I think the thing about, you know, a guy like Billy Napier, do I think this is his best team since he's been there? Yes. Do I think he's done a good job in the recruiting trail? Yes. Do I think he's done a great job in the transfer portal? Yes. Is it going to show this year? It might not. And you bring him back Graham Mertz, right? You got B.J. Lagway to cover the quarterback out of Texas, you know, in this recruiting class. You bring back some guys, but this schedule is going to be rough. Now, that's an area you just gave about Ole Miss, you know, and you know Ole Miss is winning and Florida is losing. Let me tell you something. I don't know if Lane Kiffin will leave Ole Miss to come to Florida. Will he take the call? Yes, because he has to. He got to take the interview. He got to take the call. I don't think, because when you at Ole Miss, whatever you doing, man, we'll take it. Expectations are really, really different at Florida, even if they have not been as good in a while. Because the thing about the last time Lane Kiffin was in the East, he was at Tennessee, and we know how that ended. But it just, I don't know how Ole Miss fans are. I know they just as rampant as any other fan base, but expectations have a lot to do with the success of a coach. Listen, nothing against Kentucky, nothing against Texas A&M, nothing against Arkansas. Those expectations are different than a Florida, than an Ole Miss, than a Georgia. Can't do it. Listen, I mean, anybody would love to have Lane Kiffin at this point. You know, I can't really say that because, you know, you guys got a lot of listeners, and I know they're going to pull that audio and say, I heard what Ben said, he wanted Ole Miss to come, or with Lane Kiffin to come to Florida. But I will say,
no, they're not worried about that.
Lane Kiffin is one of the premier coaches in college football. He doesn't get enough credit for the type of coach he is. Listen, double-digit wins in the SEC is hard. Double-digit wins in the SEC West, it might be the hardest thing to do in college football, and he's done it. He went from 10 wins to 11 wins. So, like I said, I mean, I just hope that Lane Kiffin, you know, he takes a little easy on my Gators, because, like I say, Princely, he going to come in wanting to go crazy, you know, against his former team. But hopefully Florida can be respectable. 6 wins, 7 wins with this schedule might as well be double digits when you look at it. But I think the expectation of Florida this year is to get bowl eligible and see what happens. I think Ole Miss, they're looking for you guys to be in Atlanta. We'll see if you guys can meet it.
So, Ben, how much heat is on Napier?
I mean, it's up there. And the reason why I say it is because you haven't given Florida, you know, the Florida faithful anything to go off of. I mean, you can't. Yeah, you had Anthony Richardson. You could blame it on your first year, and then you come back, you know, your second year, and it really wasn't what everybody thought. And I think what's hurting Napier is half Florida and half Mizzou. You see what's going on up there in Mizzou. Eli Drinkwitz came from the same conference you came from. Y'all were on the same side. You look at the success he's having, and not so much in Florida. Sometimes they can compare you to, you know, who you used to compete against. One guy up there ain't even in nowhere near the SEC getting it done. The other guy is one of the blue bloods of college football not getting it done. Hey, you make almost $8 million a year. I mean, people want to get a return on their investment. It just ain't happened just yet.
Big Ben, will a bowl game get Napier back next season?
I think it will. I think it will. I think it's gonna determine how you look against certain teams. Obviously, how you look against Georgia, how you look against Texas, how you look against Ole Miss. Because at the end of the day, I'm not with these. You know. Hey man, what you learn from a loss? Nothing outside of that we lost. But you got to look competitive. Because if these games be out of control, it might be rough for them.
All right, Ben, we thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Big Ben.
Appreciate it.
Ben Troop with us. Cannon Motors of Mississippi, Rebel Yell Hotline.
She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Good stuff from Ben in the last segment. The Farese Group was our sponsor in that segment with nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute savings. The Farese Group, they have offices in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call, 1-877-327-3735. SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. Ole Miss track and field alum Sam Kendricks gets his third career Olympic qualifying berth. He won his 11th career national title in the pole vault. He has now the invite to go to Paris. He is still saying he doesn't know because of the whole COVID thing that happened in his last trip.
He'll go.
Got to go, right?
Come on.
You gotta
got
go.
To
go. Yeah. He had 19 feet 5 inches because I still don't do the whole meters thing, which was 5.92. But that was the winning height in the Olympic trials. All right, recruiting a little bit here with our Red and Blue Chip segment brought to you by the Grove Collective. NIL opportunities for Ole Miss students in the NIL marketplace at our flagship university.
Yeah, the baseball received a portal commitment from former Magnolia Heights and BYU catcher Colin Roeder. He was an honorable mention All Big 12 selection. He hit 265 with 10 home runs, 28 walks, 8 doubles, and second and leading RBIs with 37. While posting 10.54 OPS and hitting 311 in conference plays. So And more importantly, Chucky and Gary, he only had three errors on the season. He had a 993 fielding percentage, which is outstanding there at catcher. Official visitors, a pair of four-stars, Ladarian Clarity out of Pensacola, safety, four-star wide receiver Kobe Howard out of Florida. Again, that Florida connection, all nationally rated top 250 type players visited over the weekend. Official visits unofficially, four-star running back Shaquille Mills-Knight out of Montreal. The Quebec native attends Baylor, the boarding school there up in Tennessee. 6'2", 210, another big running back, guys, that Ole Miss is in on. He's visited, taking official visits to Ole Miss, Bama, Auburn, Miami, and Tennessee. Right now, the Vols have him as a top priority, so they'll be tough to beat. Alpharetta, four-star edge Julius Holly took official visits to Michigan, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas, and he will make his decision on June 29th. So that's coming up, and some people are saying that Ole Miss has the edge. Georgia, that hometown, home state, is going to be tough to beat out. And then Ole Miss pulled out a huge commitment in hoops, guys. Shiloh, power forward, Tyless Jordan had narrowed it down to Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia Tech, LSU, Auburn, and Ole Miss. Kind of shot the country when he picked the Rebels, 6'9", 215. He's rated the number 24 overall prospect by On3 Sports.
Now for the good, bad, and ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned river roofing company. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you for home and business. GAF Master Elite Contractor, it is 644-4297, or visit the website riverlandroofing.com.
A lot of this is kind of going to repeat what Yancey just said, but good, the commitment of catcher Colin Reuter to the Rebel baseball program, certainly a good sign. It's a crucial position of need, and Reuter has stellar defensive numbers. We're also hearing the Rebs have another commitment at another high-level position of need, so maybe things are coming together for the baseball program in the portal. Also, we've been told that slugger Andrew Fisher, left-handed pitcher Wes Mendez, and left-handed pitcher Liam Doyle have re-signed with the Grove Collective to come back.
Huge.
Yeah. Is that our song to get out of here?
No, not yet. You got time.
Football recruiting dead period started today and will last a month. In the meantime, football staff done a really good job of laying the foundation for a quality high school class for 2025. They've had the right kids in here and have made good impressions with many top prospects. 6'9 forward Tyless Jordan, great commitment by Chris Beard, number 24 prospect in the country by On3. Not bad, just recruiting. Recruits Corey Amos and Jerome Miles have both decommitted from their commitments to the Rebels. It's a long way to signing day, and I take summer commitments and decommitments with a grain of salt, to be honest. Did you mention Andrew Maddox?
I did not.
The Rebels got a big commitment out of Andrew Maddox, I think, since we've been on air, had we? Or was it?
I don't know if that was last week or this week, but he's the number one defensive lineman out of the state of Mississippi. I think this is Coach Joyner's third year in a row. Every year he's been at Ole Miss, he's picked up not only the top defensive lineman, but the top three defensive linemen. This will be 3 years in a row.
He's the brother of freshman quarterback A.J. Maddox out of Oak Ridge. There's also been some talk that, and I don't know if this is just a rumor mill or baloney, I don't know, who knows, that they may be playing at Oxford High next year.
Yeah, and I've asked around the program about that, and it looks like he's going to be staying at Oak Ridge after all. But I know they were hoping that he was going to come up here to help him on that defensive line. So, Oxford's got a lot of turnover this year.
All right, no show next week. We'll be back on July 8th. Tennessee and A&M are now even at one, top of the third. The Aggies have them at first and second with one out.
It's kind of like kissing your stepsister. I don't know who to root for. I mean, good God.
I do. I'd rather the Aggies win than Tennessee.
The Aggies.
I don't like them either, but I don't know.
Since I said it would be either A&M or Kentucky beat Tennessee, I'm pulling for the Aggies.
And Texas is supposedly going to offer $3 million a year to the Aggies head coach. I think the Aggies will match it, but they're going to put some pressure on them. So that 1 point. What was it that a Bianco signed for? Was it 1.8?
Yeah.
So that's about to be doubled already.
They're not going
to
let Schlossman.
He might as well. He's been at TCU. He's been at A&M. He might as well go to Texas.
Just make it top factor.
They're not going to let Schlossnagel go.
All right. Thanks to Rhino back in the studio, to Ben and Jake for being on, to you guys for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hi.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.